I'm Tyler Phillippe, and this is Truman Today. Last week, three Truman faculty received a pleasant surprise. President Barbara Dixon, Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs Gary Gordon, and Vice President for University Advancement Mark Gambiani, presented three faculty with the $10,000 Walker and Doris Allen Fellowship. Janet Gooch, Associate Professor and Department Chair of Communication Disorders, Sarah Orrell, Professor of Art, and Fred Schaefer, Professor of Psychology, received the 2008 Fellowship. The presentation of the fellowship was done in front of each faculty member's class, surprising the faculty member and their students. Governor Matt Blunt appointed Cody Sumter of Warrensburg, Missouri, as the new student representative to the Truman State University Board of Governors. The Missouri Senate confirmed the appointment April 24th. Sumter is a junior computer science major with minors in physics and philosophy. He is a member of the Residence Hall Association, West Campus Suites Hall Senate, Omicron Delta Kappa, Baptist Student Union, and the Association of Computing Machinery and Stargazers. Brent Orton, lecturer in English, will give the 17th Annual Phi Beta Kappa Alumni Association of Northeast Missouri Lecture at 7 p.m. May 1st in Ophelia Parish, 2210. He will speak about Uncertain of Grace, Aesthetics versus Ethics in the Concerned Photography of Sebastio Salgado. A reception will follow the presentation. Visit http://www2.truman.edu/nemo-pbk/ or contact Katie Tolman at kct225@truman.edu for more information. A group of three students participating in the grassroots environmentalism course of the Truman State University Department of Biology is working with Nancy Tate, the KMCC's activity director, to build a raised garden for the residents. The KMCC has an existing garden on the premise that Tate uses to promote fun, stimulating activities that allow residents to interact with the environment and nature. This project is an effort to extend these activities to the residents who may not be physically capable of bending over a garden, who would otherwise not be able to participate in the gardening process. The students are conducting this project to fulfill the service learning component of their course. Truman's television station, True TV, is moving past the solo programming of the weekly news program News 36 and airing 12 hours of entertainment programming supplied by the company Xylo Networks. The service features 3 hours of original programming each week that will be run for 4 consecutive days. The programs range from a variety of show types. The contract for the programming lasts 3 years. It is the goal of True TV to increase student-produced programming and are accepting proposals for various shows, including variety, talk, game and sports shows, or any style of show, as long as it's professional. Interested parties can contact TrueTV at truman.edu for consideration. The Truman State University Art Gallery is excited to host the annual Visual Communication Portfolio Review. This is a one-day event that opens with a reception at 6 p.m. and closes at 7:30 p.m. May 5th. The Visual Communications Portfolio Review is an opportunity for senior student designers to present their portfolios, display their design work, and engage in an informal defense of their ideas. An additional exhibit will take place beginning May 5th. The student artists of Art 215 are pleased to extend an invitation to The Naked Truth, an exhibition of drawings at the Kirksville Arts Association. These pieces were executed through the observational study of nude models. An opening reception will take place at 6 p.m. May 5th at the Kirksville Arts Association. The exhibit will be open during normal business hours at KAA, 117 South Franklin Street, 665-0500, until May 31st. For additional information, contact Emily Booth, Assistant Professor of Art and Director of the University Art Gallery, at ebooth@truman.edu. For more information about any of these articles and initial campus events, check out the Truman Today online at http://trumantoday.truman.edu. Once again, I'm Tyler Phillippe, and this has been Truman Today.